Hello and welcome to the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference Sports Analytics Podcast. I'm Scott Tappa, Director of the Conference, and I'd like to invite you to attend our event July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. We have a fantastic speaker lineup taking shape. Please visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference to learn more. Today I'm speaking with one of our speakers, Zachary Haas. Zach is a PhD candidate in the Department of Statistics at Purdue University, and at the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Zach will deliver a talk titled Division of Credit Modeling for Team Sports. Zach, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Great. Let's start off. Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you come to study statistics?
Yeah, it was actually my dad's idea. When I was a kid, I used to play a lot of different games that would create statistics or numbers for me to keep track of. Simple things like hitting the ball against the garage, wherever it hit would be a single or a double like in baseball, or more complicated things where I would take the end of the year stats out of my dad's Packer Plus and kind of give player ratings and do a full-on NFL simulation. And so my dad sat down with me when I was probably a sophomore in high school and said, you know, I think you might want to study statistics and see if you can get a job with ESPN. So I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah. So where do you start then? You know, you're a sophomore in high school. Where do you go? Asking for a friend who has kids who might be interested in the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I took a high school stats class. Turns out it was pretty boring. I'm glad I didn't make my decision off of that. The basics can be boring. But I wanted to play football in college. And so I wasn't particularly good, kind of a D3 level guy. So I had to look at the programs that had statistics. As a major, had football that I could play for in hopefully a city where maybe I could latch on with a team or something like that. So I ended up going to Cleveland because they had three major sports franchises and were willing to take me as a player and had a good stats program.
And that was Case Western Reserve, right?
That is correct, yep.
Great. So when did you start applying your statistics education to sports formally, whether in the form of research or side projects or working for the teams outside that you played for? When did you start that?
Yeah, absolutely. The first real sports project I got came from my advisor, Dr. Wojcinski at Case. He was from Poland. He went back for a trip, was visiting with one of his friends at, I think it was Wrocław University. And he had done a little side project where he simulated the end of the 1944 Polish soccer season, which was cut short by World War II. And living in Cleveland, they had a fairly well-publicized major sports championship drought. And the closest they'd come in a while, because they came close a bunch of times and just fell short, was 94 baseball season. I think they were one game out of first in the division. I think they made the World Series the next year. And that year, teams went on strike August 11th. They didn't finish the season. And so Dr. Wojcinski suggested maybe I should build a simulation to finish the season and see what might have happened.
So do you remember who won the 1944 Polish soccer season that stemmed out?
I did at one time, but I can't remember.
I can't remember now. That is an obscure way back reference. That's pretty cool though. How do you go about starting a project like that? Because, you know, unlike today where we have an abundance of data and records, can't imagine that was easy to find. Where do you start with something like that?
So the methodology, it was helpful that other paper was in English, so I was able to take some ideas from that. As far as data goes, baseball was probably the most developed as far as making data public. And so baseballreference.com was up at that time, and so they had a lot of things that I could use. So that was really helpful.
Okay. All right. So you ended up at Purdue then, and you worked with the stat crew as a keyer. Can you describe what that is? And did that spill over into analytics at any point, or were you just collecting the data at that point?
Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. The job itself is just data collection. So I'm part of the game day stat crew for football, men's and women's basketball, and volleyball. And all it is there's a team of us, four or five guys. Most of them been doing it for 20, 30, 40 years. And so they've got some good stories. But one of them will call it, one of them will write it down. Depending on the sport, you might have multiple spotters calling what happens. And then I type it in the computer, and that pushes out if you are following a game online with a stat tracker where they print the play-by-play as it happens. For Purdue, I'm the one typing that in, so that's a lot of fun. For volleyball, as I was typing, because it was just data collection, I start to realize what goes into the data, where maybe the errors are, just what it looks like, what all's there that might not be getting used. And so that ended up leading directly into the project that I'll talk about, providing a ready data source and some ideas.
So let's talk about then your talk. Again, it's titled Division of Credit Modeling for Team Sports. And you're looking at specifically at collegiate volleyball. And Purdue plays in a great volleyball conference with my alma mater being one of the top programs, University of Wisconsin. Just got to get a plug in there for the Badgers program, which is terrific. But great sport, though, and one that I have not come across much in my research about sports analytics. Where did you go with your idea for volleyball? And without going into your entire talk, what were some findings?
Sure. So I'll talk a little bit about what I mean by division and credit in general. And I think the best example is done in baseball with their WAR statistic. And so I'll just talk a little bit about the elements, what goes into it, how you might apply it to other sports. And for volleyball, it fits the framework really well. And like you mentioned, there really isn't anyone doing that sort of thing for volleyball. And I hadn't realized it, but the Big Ten is a volleyball powerhouse, often producing the national champion. And it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm really grateful to have had an excuse to check it out and really kind of dive into it. But it fits the framework really well. It's a great example. There's some interesting problems in the data with the libero position. That's a player that isn't necessarily tracked in the data the same way the other players are. And so you have an interesting statistical problem there. And since I was working kind of for the team, they were willing to give me some data and some tips and things like that. So that's kind of where that all came from.
So, did you approach them, the coaching staff? Is that how you went about that? And if so, were they kind of excited about it? Were they skeptical? Were they somewhere in between when you did?
Yeah, great question. So the Purdue staff are pretty analytical. They actually have invested in Volumetrics, which is a system that puts high-definition cameras in the arena. And there's a company, I want to say they're in Europe, that will grade the game film and give every player a grade for every touch. So I'll talk a little bit about what you can do with that in my talk as well. But they were excited. In general, the head coaches are a little too busy to talk to you. And you mentioned that you have somebody that wants to go into sports analytics. If you want to contact a team, it's usually best to contact someone with the word operations in their title, something like that. They're usually one that handles that kind of stuff, usually a little more time to talk to you about that sort of thing. So they're interested to see what I can produce. We haven't done anything. So if they happen to win a championship, I can't claim to have really had anything to do with it yet. But they're definitely interested.
Yeah, that's great advice too. Yeah, don't start with the top person, right? Start somewhere a little bit further down the rung. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So I've also read that you've done some work with recruiting analytics, and I wondered what you could tell me about that. And how different is that than analyzing on court, on field activity?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was working with the football team, the previous regime. They've changed since I started. But they really don't do too much in terms of analytics yet. But they have a lot of data, just because when you recruit for football, you might have as many as 3,000 names for a class that you start out with. And so it is a lot like sales, I think, is the closest parallel. And so some of the ideas I'm using, I did an internship in insurance for a couple summers, and they had me build a model to help sell life insurance. And so those are the kind of ideas that I use for recruiting. We're trying to narrow down the most likely candidates or the best possible candidates, things like that.
Yeah, you're not the first person I've spoken with who has really been interested in that. And that does seem like a really fertile grounds for research here with a lot of potential upside too. And especially because there's more and more data being collected about potential recruits nowadays too. You know, I was just reading the other day about combines that they're having in Wisconsin for high school sophomores and juniors. And while the majority of them will end up playing, you know, Division II, Division III football, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's that potential to unearth a diamond in the rough type of that may not have existed 10, 15 years ago. But between the actual in-person events and the data that's collected from that, whether it be, you know, running times or lifting or measurables, similar to an NFL draft combine, I mean, there's just a lot more out there and more services like Scout and Rivals and 24/7 devoted to that. So that's good luck with that. What else are you interested in pursuing in sports analytics in the future?
Yeah, so you make a great point with the increase in what kind of data is available. And I think one of the most exciting things that's come out recently is the advent of player position data. And so you'll see it in hockey and basketball, and I believe they're starting to use chips in the shoulder pads in the NFL. And some of that's trickling down to the collegiate level. And I think you can do a lot of really exciting things with that. And since it's new, there's a lot of things that haven't been tried yet. So I'd like to get in that if possible.
That's great. So you got a little bit into your advice for people in interested in analytics before. Talk to somebody with the operations in their title. What about actually doing it then? What would you advise somebody in terms of how to prepare themselves either to be somebody who can analyze data or collect data, or conversely, how to communicate that or how to visualize it? So what sorts of technical advice would you have for somebody like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a couple good things to remember that I didn't really realize starting out. One of them is that it's really helpful to be able to do some computer programming. Not necessarily really hardcore stuff, but be able to manage data and manipulate data, and kind of change it into what you need, being able to kind of run programs to speed up processes so you can do things over and over again the same way, that sort of thing. As far as communicating data or what you find, I think it's really helpful to remember that a lot of the people that you'll talk to won't necessarily have taken an advanced regression class or different things like that. And so it's best to always translate results into something that they could use directly or understand it in the context of the sport itself.
All right. Well, be careful. Don't help Matt Painter out too much yet. He's a good coach as it is. He's fine. He doesn't need to get that program any better. Speaking as a Badger fan, we'll just leave them as is. Okay. Just stick to volleyball and some other sports. All right.
Understood. Thanks.
All right. Great. Again, my guest today has been Zach Haas of Purdue University and at the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference. Zach will deliver a talk titled Division of Credit Modeling for Team Sports. He'll be focusing on collegiate volleyball. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today, Zach.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Great. And thank you for listening today. Again, the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference will be Thursday, July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference for details. And make sure to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at @analyticsconf. Thanks for listening.